If you've heard of Wall, South Dakota, then you've heard of Wall Drug. But there was a time when a young man from that small town did not want to be associated with the place. His story is one that impacts travelers yet today, and it's this feature on the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping crop production services give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your CPS dealer for details about Radiate's Give Back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
In the 1930s, Rick Husted's grandparents established a drugstore in Wall, South Dakota. When they discovered free ice water was a great way to get travelers to stop, they began putting up road signs advertising their place. But for Rick's dad, Bill, those signs brought mixed emotions.
People would ask him, "Where are you from, young man?" And he said, "I'm from Wall." And they say, "Oh, that's where that little drugstore is with all those signs." And he found that very embarrassing as a teenager.
In fact, his dad began telling people he was from a neighboring town instead of from Wall.
But it did make an impression on him. And he thought to himself as a young man, "If I ever come back into the family business, I want to improve the drugstore. I want to make it interesting. I want to make it something spectacular."
When the drugstore was established, it was about 1,000 square feet in size. When Rick's father, Bill, came back to Wall as a pharmacist, it was about 4,000 square feet. Oh, how it's grown since then.
When Bill finished his 48-year career in 1999, Wall Drug was at 76,000 square feet. He had a vision. He did everything. He built our dining rooms. He built our Western shopping mall.
And much more for people to see and experience. And what originally made Bill reluctant to say he was from Wall has turned out to be a big reason people stop.
We still have quite a few billboards, and it's a big job maintaining them. But the billboards are still our bread and butter. We have lots of signs, and why people stop at Wall Drug, they tell us they've seen the signs.
Today, Rick is the chairman of Wall Drug, and there's still much to do to keep it the attraction generations have experienced. His story next time as we travel the countryside in Wall, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.